Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Regina Sworn Audio Series. I like to give you a place where you can contact me. I like to do that first so I can get that out of my way. And so I think I'll go ahead and do that before I get into my topic. By the way, the name of my topic is Can I Love Someone? Yeah, gonna answer that question, and yeah. Anyways, you can contact me at swornregina@gmail.com. Now, a lot of people think my last name is spelled Sworn, S-W-A-N, but it's a little bit different. It's S-W-A-R, as in Randy, and Sworn. My dad wanted to be a little different in the military. I think it was Swan, but my dad wanted to be a little different, so he put an R right there in his name right before the N. He told me that story once, and I was like, Dad! Yeah, so contact me at swornregina@gmail.com. Right now, I'm going into the third part of my online dating dangers or whatever. I'm going into that. But this time I'm going to focus on myself, Regina. Because what people don't understand is I receive lots of marriage proposals, emails. People write me a lot from different countries, not just from the United States, but from different places. And I get emails about, do you have a boyfriend? Are you married? Or would you date? Or I never hear you talk about your private life, which you're never going to hear me talk about my private life, because some things you have to kind of keep to yourself and for yourself. So sometimes I don't talk about my private life. However, I do speak a lot about my mom, my sister, my pastor, and my dad, because they're the ones who I was closest to in their lifetime. So with them being gone, a lot of times when people hear me talk about I feel alone, I think they mistake it for I feel alone, like I'm looking for a partner or a mate or whatever. And it doesn't mean that. It means I feel alone in life. You know how you can go to your mom about things and you can sit down and talk to her. And my sister and I was so close. We were like twins. And I don't have that anymore. Yes, I have other brothers and sisters, but I don't have that person in my family where I can go and sit down and talk to them one-on-one. And this is not to throw shade on the rest of my family, because I do love them. But the ones who are gone was the ones I had a close bond with. Now to the guys out there who sends me all of these wonderful proposals and things like that. I'm talking a little bit about my life now, about Regina. People want to know about me because I always talk about other people. I put it in my podcast. I take it and make a story of it, of what people has told me or whatever. And so I talk about it and make a podcast of it. So a lot of people want to know about me. Do you have a boyfriend? Are you married? Are you fiancé? And I don't like to go into my personal life. I just don't like it. But I'm going to say this off the bat. I'm doing good. I have a wonderful friend. And that's about as much as I want to say on that. I have a wonderful friend that I care very deeply for. And we are thinking of marriage. We're going to do the marriage thing. But we are very, very much, we love each other very much. I'll say that much. And I think I've said a lot right there because I don't like to talk about my private life. But when you hear me say that I'm alone, me saying I'm alone doesn't mean that I'm out here online desperately searching for someone to date. I don't. And listen, that's not what that mean. Again, when I'm alone, I miss the people that was in my life. I miss my sister. There's not a timeline on grief. Thank God for that. So, yeah, I miss them. And so I feel alone because I don't have that family bond that I can go and just have a chat with my sister. Because my sister and I talk about everything under the sun and back and the moon. And I feel alone in that aspect because a lot of people say, well, you got brothers and sisters. You still got brothers and sisters. Yeah, I do. And I love them dearly with a great passion, but it's different than what I had with my sister who traveled with me, who lived with me, who was in my band. We would sing together. I mean, it's different. And I think some of you out there will understand that. Maybe some of you don't understand it, because one lady said one time before, well, you got to try to get closer to the sisters and brothers you got here. I mean, they're still living. Yeah, they are. And please listen and hear me out. I love them. I love them with a passion, but they would never be able to replace the one who I was really close with. And I just hope people understand that. But I say that to say this. No, I'm not here looking for a boyfriend, a husband, or any of those things. I do, again, once again, I will say this. Don't want to put him on blast. But I do have a wonderful fiancé, and I don't talk about him for a lot of reasons, not because I don't love him, not because he don't love me. I don't talk about him because, you know, I try to keep my private life out of the podcast. Even online, social media, I don't post all these pictures up of my private life. You know, some things you really do have to keep for yourself and to yourself. So that part of my life, I try to keep it protected by not talking about it. So, again, I get a lot of letters. I receive a lot of letters. But I have to be upfront with people. I had to make this podcast about me. And I had to let this be the final series of the online dating. Talking about myself, you know, I don't put things out there online about I'm looking for someone, I gotta have someone, I want to be with someone. I don't put that out there, but I also don't put out there my private life with my fiancé. I don't talk about that because I think that is something that you keep for yourself. Again, that's private. So, again, what do I mean by saying that I'm alone? And I had to write some things down so I can be able to put all of this in the podcast. Again, feel like I'm alone. Just recapping what I said, feeling like I'm alone. You know, I just can't pick up that phone and call my mother right now. I can't pick up that phone and call my pastor. I can't pick up that phone and call my father or call my sister. That's alone, guys. That's what I mean by alone. And so sometimes people can, I didn't know this, but now I know I have to be more specific. So sometimes people get it mixed up that I'm looking for love, and that's why the name of the podcast is Can I Love Someone? I love with a great passion. I love, you're supposed to love everybody. Can I love a person, have a love affair? I do. I have that in my life. And again, I can't talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. This will probably be the only time that you hear me speak of my private life. Because I just don't believe in bringing my private life to the public. Because so many people do follow me, follow my podcast, follow me on social media. I have to be very careful in the things that I say and in the things I do. So I just want to throw that out there, you know, for all the marriage proposals that I get, for all the emails that I get. looking for a boyfriend, or you need a boyfriend, you should, if you read some of this stuff, you'll be like, oh my god, I get so many. Some I just don't read. Along with English, I speak three other languages. So some of them are written in the Hindi language, some are written in Farsi, which is the Arabic language, and I do speak a little bit of Russian because of my friend Andrei Toslokovic, and so I do speak a little Russian, and I understand perfect Spanish. So when people are around me talking Spanish and then they suddenly change their voice and start talking Spanish, they're talking English, you walk up on them and they start talking Spanish. What they don't know is you're in the midst of a person who understands everything you just said. And sometimes I stand there and listen, but that's a whole nother topic, guys. That's a whole nother topic. But can I love someone? I do have a significant other. That whom I care very much for, and he cared very much for me. A great man, a Christian man, a man who loves the Lord as much as I do. And but again, I don't, because the person is private, and because I'm private, I don't put them on blast. I don't talk about it. And so, no, I'm not out here online looking for love. I'm not out here online being desperate. I'm not out here online also throwing my business out there in the streets. So I hope I explain myself a little bit because, you know, like I say, if you guys could see my email, you would be like, oh my God, look at all those emails. And if you could read some of them, I mean, some of them are written in different languages. And I promise you, so many people are always trying to find out, am I dating? Can I date you? Or are you looking for a boyfriend? Do you need a husband? I want to marry you. So much. I mean, dozens of letters. A lot of them I don't read, but some of them I say, let me just go through this and see what this is all about. And so some of them I will read, and some is written in other languages. I can also read the whatever language I can speak, I can read it if it's written out. Even at work, I sign my name in the Arabic way. A lot of people don't understand it. It's like, is Regina here tonight? But I always put Gina right there, but I sign my name. But the letters that I receive, a lot of them I don't read, but sometimes I just go through there and read some of them. And a lot of the guys, you know, I guess they see my social media, they listen to the podcast, and some of them really think that I'm desperate out here looking for love. I don't know how they could think that when I have podcasts that speaks against that, but no, I'm not desperate. No, I'm not looking for love. You know, no, I'm not alone in the sense of not having someone in my life. I do have someone in my life, but when I speak of being alone again, I got to say this one more time. I'm speaking about missing people whom I was close to, whom I could share anything with, who would do anything for you. I miss that, and that's why I say I feel alone, because they're no longer here. So, but now I'm not looking for love. Can I love someone? I do love someone right now, but I'm not going to bring them out into the public, because they are a very private person. Very well known, I might say. No, they're not a politician. Someone asked me, was it a politician? Because of I'm not going to go into the things people I met in the past. I'm not going to go into that. It's not important. That's a whole nother podcast. And then maybe I won't make a podcast about that, because I don't like to talk about my friends. I want to say this. I think I can add this into this podcast. I've met a lot of people. I know a lot of people in the entertainment industry. I personally know a lot of people. Some bands that I know very, very well. Being a radio personality, I had the opportunity and a chance to get tickets backstage and, you know, and just be a guest of some of the bands. And some of your favorite bands, some of your classic bands. I mean, not a groupie, nothing like that, so don't think crazy, but just they respected me and I respected them, you know, and so I had to throw that in there too, that I know people, and coming from the background that I have, I met so many people, so many wonderful people in the industry. Not all of them are bad, you know, you got your bad apples, but there are some good ones still out there. And the ones that I know are pretty cool. You know, we stay in contact. I talk to them often. And they encouraged me just a couple of weeks ago. One of my friends from one of the really, really popular bands. Granted, I don't want to say it too bad. But again, I don't want to put him on blast. But he called. He said, I hope everything's going good. How are you? Can we help you with anything? I would send tickets for you backstage, you and a guest, if you want to come out. And I mean, these guys really look out for me. They put me up when I'm there. They make sure everything's paid for, the first class plane ticket, round trip, hotel, everything. So I know a lot of people, guys. I know them personally. And it's a respect kind of thing. It's not all that other stuff. It's respect. When people can respect you, you can get anything out of them. They would do anything for you when that respect is there. So it's not a lustful thing. It's a respect kind of a thing. You know, I've been to Canada and I've been to a lot of places. This part of my life, I just want to take it easy. Just kind of relax, because what people don't understand is I've been there, done that. When they're talking about all the things that they've done or they can do or what you can do, I've been there, done that, you know? And I could prove that when I show people, they look through my booklet of photos. No, I don't get online through and all that out there. I'm not trying to put people on blast, because if people see the photos of the bands I've met, Doobie Brothers and all these type bands, when people see all these people, they'll be like, oh my God, you know a lot of people. Yes, I do, guys. I do. But I'm private, and I try to keep that part of my life private. And I try to keep, even when I write a book, a lot of people are saying, boy, that book is going to really sell, because I know you got a lot to talk about with all those bands. No, I'm not going to put people on life out there like that. One thing people know about me—they can trust me. They can trust our friendship. They can trust that what we talked about at their concert or backstage or whatever—it stays there. I don't bring that stuff out into the public, and that's why I still got friends in the entertainment industry, because they can trust me with information. What can I say? So, but can I love someone? I do love someone. But again, I'm not going to put that person out there, because it wouldn't be fair to do that. They're private. They are hardworking and private. And that's about as best as I can put it. And I'm thankful. God has blessed me. God has really, truly blessed me in my life. He's blessed me above measures. He's blessed me. You know, sometimes I go through things. God take me through trials, tribulations, but He always brings me through. And so to end this series, I guess you could call it, to end this series about online dating dangers, I just want to focus on myself, and I hope that I explained myself a little bit as slow and clearly as I could explain it. So, no hard feelings to all the guys who sends me marriage proposals and stuff. I know people are looking for somebody good out there and someone that they could really love and that loves them back. You know, I know that you're looking for that. And I wish you all the best. But I'm taken. I don't know how to say that other in any other language, but kabashobuti selai bableke pil obushu. But on that note, my time is up. I tried to do 20 minutes, and that just let me know, that little signal that came through saying, okay, you're at your podcast limit. So thanks for listening. I do appreciate all of you for supporting my podcast, for supporting my music, for supporting me on social media. If you want to support my Facebook page, it goes under the name of Regina Sorn Entertainment and Fitness. I do have an Instagram that I am working on getting it back up. I don't go to Instagram very much. I have a Twitter XX, whatever you want to call it. I haven't been there for a minute either, but I'm trying to get everything started all over again. So, but thank you all for being a part of my life. I love you dearly. I appreciate you so much. Please share this podcast. It's a bit long today because I wanted to talk about myself a little bit. But, so yeah. I hope you all have a wonderful, wonderful Mother's Day weekend. Hope you're doing something fantastic with your mothers. They're so deserving of it. Sure, there's a lot of bad moms out there. There's a lot of people who treat their kids so horrible, so awful, terrible. They shouldn't have the name mother. There's a lot of bad moms out there, a lot of bad moms. But there's also a lot of good moms. I had a good mom. I didn't have a bad life growing up. Great mom, great dad. So if you got a mom out there and she's a good mom, as I said in my last podcast, go and love on her. Love, love, love. Because you're not going to always have her. She's not going to always have you. But you have those memories. If you treated her well in her lifetime, and I treated my mom well. See, some people can't say that. When their parents die, they treated them like dirt. They talked back to them and said horrible things to them. So, but if you treated your mom good and you treat your mom good, then there's no reason to hang your head. Go and love on her this Mother's Day. Thank you so much for joining me at Regina Sorn Audio Series. I hope you enjoyed the topic. I hope I explained myself as best as I could. Can I love someone? I think once you listen to this podcast, your answer would be, yeah, oh yeah. Have a great, great evening. God bless you all. I love you with the purest of hearts. And take care.